bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Working 9 to 5.
It's 6:11 here on the Wake Up Crew, and we are so glad that you're joining us here on Valentine's Day.
Aww.
This is a great time. We'll have some tips for you today, and want to remind you that everybody, we've got Swap and Shop coming up after us, and we've got Action Line, and then we've got Rutherford Issues.
Truman Show's on before that.
Yeah, Truman Show, yeah. And so we've got your Friday taken care of.
I bet they do some love songs today.
I think so too. And everybody's in a good mood. You know why?
Because it's Valentine's Day?
Good guess.
But so you were expecting me to say that it's Friday.
Right.
It's Friday.
Friday.
It's Friday.
Friday. It's the end of the week. Time to freak. Been working real hard. Losing sleep. Collect my pay. Time to play. Let's all say, hey.
It's Friday.
It's going to be a little chilly today. Gonna be a little cool.
Good day for a bowl of chili.
Yeah. You know, you could get your sweetheart, fix up some chili. No, get a can of Vietti and throw some tomato paste in there. Tastes just like homemade. Homemade chili for Valentine's Day.
Can I give you a secret ingredient?
Sure.
Hunt's makes a meatloaf tomato based thing. Like if you put in your meatloaf.
Mm-hmm.
But if you put that in your chili or especially your vegetable soup, it's seasoned just right.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good.
You've actually made it?
Yes. It makes really, really good vegetable soup.
How do you feel about chicken chili?
I like chicken chili.
I do too. I think mm-hmm. I like it better.
Yeah, it's really good. I was thinking, you know, for Valentine's Day when you're going to go and if you haven't gotten your gifts to them yet, you're in big trouble.
Yes, that is true.
You know, but there are some alternatives. I mean, there are some alternatives.
Just don't do it?
No. Wow. That's your philosophy. But, you know, Walgreens is always open.
That's true.
CVS is open. And you can add some things to it. But if you don't have her a nice gift, I mean, if you don't have her like, if you haven't taken her to dinner and you're not planning on it, about the only thing you can do at this point is get her a nice gift card.
You can do that.
You know, a nice card, an expensive card, not a, you know, cheap card.
Yeah, don't cheap out.
You know, Brian, you know where those are, where the expensive cards are, the Hallmark cards.
No, okay. I usually make mine.
Yep. What a romantic.
He folds a piece of paper in half and writes to son.
Not just in half. I do the whole fourth quarter thing. So it's a nice little one.
You're gonna go probably tonight and find every restaurant booked. So you probably, if you haven't done, you know, some people go early. I think you're going.
I'm going tomorrow.
Okay, yeah.
Tomorrow. Because we both have to work
Saturday.
Today. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Tomorrow will be pretty full too, I'd say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm thinking Thursday might be a good day. What do you think?
Well, too late now.
Yeah, that was yesterday.
Oh, yeah. And then
maybe next Thursday.
Maybe next Thursday. And then, of course, you could do this, spend time at a basketball game.
That's true. You could alternatively before
with your work husband.
Happy Valentine's Day. You could make dinner.
In fact, you're going to be with us too.
Am I?
Won't you? Won't you be at that game?
Yeah, you'll be behind the helm here.
Oh, yes. I'll be here
tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're all busy on Valentine's Day night. So it's out. We had to find other alternatives.
If restaurants are full, you could make dinner.
I think that's really good if you're a good cook.
Maybe
you know?
Cook like spaghetti or something. It's easy,
yeah.
But it makes you look smart.
How about some vegetable soup
with meatloaf sauce to throw in there?
I'm telling you, it's good. And we could have some of the sugar-free popsicles from Aldi for dessert.
Get some sociable crackers and put a little cheese on it to make it look expensive.
Mozzarella cheese with a little balsamic drizzle.
Balsamic drizzle. Those are words.
Make it look real fancy.
Yeah.
Buy some strawberries.
Buy some strawberries. Put it on a plate and throw a little chocolate right there on top of that. Mood music. You know, have candles. You know, that's how you do
it. You just glossed right over my popsicle comment, but that's okay. They're back.
Oh, they are.
My complaining has worked.
Really?
They're back.
Hey, bring me one, will you?
Okay.
Oh, I want to try one. I may start eating those. Those would be good.
They are good.
Yeah. You get them only at Aldi, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sugar free.
Yeah. They'll all be sold out. He'll buy every one.
He's going to buy all of them.
He'll buy every one of them that's in existence. We're going to take a look at the weather when we come back here on the Wake Up Crew. Good morning, everybody. Happy Valentine's.
Good morning, guys. We'll see plenty of sunshine for today, especially during the afternoon. Highs top out near 36 degrees. Winds north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies and light winds. Lows drop to 20. Saturday, sunny. Highs warm into the lower 50s. Winds south-southwest, 5 to 10. Saturday night, cloudiness builds into the area. Lows fall back to 37. And then Sunday, mostly cloudy with highs heading back to the 50s. I'm Phil Jensko. Right now, it's 23.
If you're not waking up to the Wake Up Crew, here's what you've been missing.
Brian doesn't have a belly anymore. Still got a bad head. No, I'm just
the Wake Up Crew with John, Brian, and Dalton. Weekday mornings from 6 until 7:50 here on News Radio WGNS.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro. Here's what some of the residents of Stones River Manor have to say.
Tell me a little bit about the manor.
I've enjoyed it, but I knew about the manor sometime back because my mother was here. And so I knew that when I came, it was going to be here.
And what do you like the most?
Being able to go eat and not do the dishes.
I bet. Stones River Manor, near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
Our people, that's the difference. Maples Realty and Auction.
I'm Betsy Maples Taylor with Maples Realty and Auction Company in Murfreesboro. Here's a look at our upcoming auction.
Here's a don't miss auction. The sellers have been collecting unique and different antiques for 25 years. Several vehicles, even an enclosed cargo trailer, will sell, and the sale is indoors on Saturday, February 15th at 10 a.m. More information at MaplesRealtyandAuction.com.
Maples Realty and Auction.
For 80 years, Roscoe Brown has been the trusted name in heating, cooling, and plumbing for Middle Tennessee homeowners and businesses. Throughout the years, our number one goal has been to accurately assess your HVAC and plumbing systems. With four locations in Middle Tennessee, we provide 24/7 assistance by calling 1-888-MY-ROSCOE. Turn to the experts at Carrier and Roscoe Brown. People you know, a name you trust. RoscoeBrown.com.
I had 5 drunk driving charges in the last 6 years of my drinking, and I drank for over 55 years. My probation officer threatened me with a year in jail. So the next day I went to my first AA meeting. I had tried many times in my life to quit drinking, but always went back to even heavier drinking. For me, the AA program has been the easier, softer way to stop drinking. Alcoholics Anonymous. It works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Don't let hip, neck, or back pain linger. Visit Star Physical Therapy on Rutherford Boulevard.
You don't want to let a nagging pain become a chronic problem.
Amir, the physical therapist at Star Physical Therapy on Rutherford Boulevard, next to Nacho's in front of Walmart.
NBC Sports Radio Update starts now.
I'm John Stashower. Good NBA game in Boston. The Celtics beat the Clippers in a battle of teams that sit in third place in their respective conferences. It was 141-133, double overtime. Jason Tatum, Marcus Smart combining for 70 points for Boston. Lou Williams had 35 of the Clippers. Maybe he should have had more. Controversy, 23 seconds left, first OT. The refs waved off a Williams three. They said the foul was before the shot. Clippers coach is Doc Rivers.
I thought the one call was huge, though. The no four-point play. I don't know what you have to do. That's a shot. You know, when the officials are telling us that they had a foul to give, so they were trying to foul. And when you see the film, they clearly was not trying to foul. You can see Haywood bring his hands back as the guy's going up. But you can't anticipate that they're going to commit a foul, and I thought they did that, and I thought that was a big no call.
Oklahoma City won at New Orleans, 123-118, despite 32 points from the Pelicans rookie Zion Williamson. Houston Astros owner, new manager, several players spoke about the sign-stealing scandal. There were apologies, though everyone was short on specifics, and no one from the Astros willing to say their 2017 championship was tainted or should even be taken away. Owner Jim Crane even said the sign-stealing didn't help them win. Reaction to that from Oakland A's pitcher Sean Manaea.
They cheated. They've cheated the game. They've cheated us as players. It's that they can't
take responsibility for their actions and try to make things better. Instead, they're just sweeping things under the rug and, you know, just doing their own thing. And to me, that just doesn't sit right.
Remember, it's Mania's Oakland teammate Mike Fiers who was the whistleblower in this whole scandal. Progressive Insurance offering coverage options as unique as your business. Progressive covers companies of many sizes and specialties. Learn more at ProgressiveCommercial.com. This is NBC Sports Radio.
This is News Radio WGNS, primetime sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day. We are located on Medical Center Parkway, just across the street from the hospital. If you've been injured, call us for a free consultation at 867-9900.
All right, 6:22 sports update here on this Friday morning, and we've got Blue Raider baseball debuting today from North Carolina, 2:45 airtime on WGNS. And after that, it's Blackman at Oakland, State Farm Prep basketball this evening. Coming up tomorrow morning, our Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Coaches Corner, fueled by Donut Country and Chick-fil-A. Boys basketball coaches in the morning. We have our scoreboard just before 8, and then the coaches' conversation begins at 8 o'clock, our last regular season show of the season before we take a week break for the district tournament and then back for the region tournament girls and boys coaches show. And also coming up tomorrow afternoon, Lady Raiders at UAB, 12:30 airtime here on WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's about 23 minutes after 6 o'clock here on the Wake Up Crew for this Friday, and it is time for The Real Fact.
You guys know what it's called when you mix a horse and a donkey.
Dalton. Oh, no. Go ahead.
Well, I was waiting on you to say it.
Mule.
That is correct. Mm. Now, do you know what it's called when you mix a cow and a bison?
Cow and a bison.
It's called a beefalo.
Yeah.
You can buy its meat in 21 states.
I heard it's really good, too.
Yeah.
I've never had it, but I heard it's real lean meat.
You can also get buffalo meat.
Yeah. Actual bison.
Buffalo. Bison. Yeah.
Beefalo. They used to have a plant around here in Tennessee.
Yeah.
Close by here. All right. It's coming up. Dave Ronson's commentary and Eye on Washington.
For 80 years, Roscoe Brown has been the trusted name in heating, cooling, and plumbing for Middle Tennessee homeowners and businesses. Throughout the years, our number one goal has been to accurately assess your HVAC and plumbing systems. With 4 locations in Middle Tennessee, we provide 24/7 assistance by calling 1-888-MY-ROSCOE. Turn to the experts at Carrier and Roscoe Brown. People you know, a name you trust. RoscoeBrown.com.
In retirement, it's all about income. Your money, making money, and you're not spending down your principal. That's the way we do it at Retirement Income Solutions. So if you're spending down your principal, or your money's not making money, keeping you ahead of inflation, check us out today at risolutions.net. That's risolutions.net. And make sure to join us every Saturday afternoon at 1 for our Retirement Income Solutions Radio with Nathan Cox and Lindsay Cotter.
Why am I calling me? This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing. It just happened again. The phone rang. We still have a phone that rings. And the name and number on the caller ID was my name and my phone number, as if I was calling myself on my own phone. Has this happened to you? This is how scammers try to get you to answer, because you're thinking, wait a minute, how's this possible? I'd better find out who it really is. Fortunately, I wasn't fooled, because I knew I wasn't calling me. I knew that if I really needed to get my own attention, I wouldn't call. I would text. But it still left me with a creepy feeling. The idea that caller ID is hackable. Is there anything that isn't hackable? We get constant warnings at work about phony emails. I just got a note from our local hospital warning that somebody got the names and birth dates of patients, so we urge you to be vigilant. Got a note from the IRS. Here's your special code to prevent identity theft. Plus, every website is asking if I want to accept cookies or begging me to unblock ads. My smartphone and the smart speaker are waiting for their wake-up words. My TV is remembering everything I watched so it can pick movies for me. And then, if I sit too still, it turns itself off because it's watching me to see whether I'm watching it. On second thought, maybe I do need to call me so I can tell me to calm down. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.
Zoom Video Conferencing, featuring video and audio clarity with screen sharing. Free accounts are available at zoom.us. That's Zoom.us, Zoom video conferencing. Eye on the White House.
The White House says the president wasn't bothered by the comments of the attorney general who rebuked Mr. Trump for his tweets. Bill Barr tells ABC the president's tweets make it impossible for him to be effective.
I cannot do my job here at the department with a constant background commentary that undercuts me.
President Trump used Twitter to blast prosecutors for seeking a years-long prison term for his old friend Roger Stone. Then he congratulated Barr for, quote, taking charge. The episode sparked concerns Mr. Trump is eroding the Justice Department's independence. Eye on the White House, I'm Stephen Portnoy, CBS News.
Upgrade to the wiper blades trusted by Rainer Zietlow to break world records. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance that lasts two times longer than other blades. The new Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are only available at Walmart.
The Wake Up Crew with John Dickens, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
627 here on The Wake Up Crew. Good morning and happy Valentine's Day. That's right. It's the day of love.
Is it?
Brian's just staring at me.
He's not here.
He's not even responding to the day of. I said the day of love.
Well, he doesn't have feelings and emotions.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, I hope everybody has a really great Valentine's Day. And I know a lot of people are going to do things on a Saturday, not a Friday night. You know, some people have basketball games to do or go to attend.
It's usually tournament time on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, usually it's really busy. So
that's next week.
Yeah,
hard to believe.
So, anyway, if you haven't gotten anything for your beloved, Walgreens is open.
Walgreens is always open. Yeah. You can go to Walmart, and they've got those, you really want to make a splash, those giant teddy bears.
You can do some neat stuff on Walmart.
Yeah, last minute stuff.
You know, my wife used to tell me that she didn't want anything on Valentine's Day because flowers were too expensive. You know, they go up in price. I don't know if that was true or not, but she used to sub-believe that anyway. And you paid like double of what you normally would. And that she didn't really care for candy because she was on a diet. So really, you know, usually I just got a card. Just got her a card.
That was nice.
Yeah. I mean, she kind of eliminated a lot of things, a lot of problems for me. And she didn't like to wait in line, so we didn't go to eat anywhere. Or I was doing basketball. So easy.
You got off the hook.
Easy peasy.
You're welcome, by the way.
No problem at all. I'm thanking you for that. I would really like to have had the choice of that problem, though, at least. Let's go take a look at today in history.
You're a good neighbor station, WGNS.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I'm Ryan Beard.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I'm John Dinkins.
I have a dream.
This is Dalton Merritt.
Tear down this wall.
And with that, we're going to go to our friend, our buddy, our comrade, Brandon Brooks with CBS Rewind.
This is CBS Rewind.
February 14th, 1977. Janis Ian got 461 Valentine's Day cards from fans because of a line in her song at 17. The Valentine's I never knew. This date in 1986.
This is a high-tech!
The release of the action movie, The Delta Force.
Members of Delta Force, and we're here to take you home.
Starring Chuck Norris.
Sleep tight, sucker.
And Lee Marvin in his final role.
America's new hero.
February 14th, 1987. Bon Jovi at the top of the singles chart with Living on a Prayer. I'm Brendan Brooks, and that's Rewind. Time for more Today in History with John.
Well, Brandon got a little lovey-dovey with us with that Janis Ian, all those letters coming in to her, Valentine's.
And Bon Jovi.
Yeah, Living on a Prayer. Yeah,
it's the song of Valentine's Day.
I don't really have anything. But anyway, we're going to go ahead with it. 1849. I feel bad saying it. This is so, yeah, okay. James K. Polk becomes the first U.S. serving president to have his photograph taken.
Ah.
Sat down, actually had his photograph shot, you know.
And it took 30 minutes.
Probably, yeah.
And so he's sitting there looking miserable for 30 minutes. Yeah.
1929. Oh, I do have something for Valentine's Day. I was mistaken.
Yeah.
The St. Valentine's Day Massacre in Chicago, where seven gangsters were killed on Al Capone's orders.
That's kind of Brandon Brooks-ish.
Yes, it was. You don't feel kind of bad. Well, you know, one day a year, you know, Brandon's going to, you know, do something really sweet, and I'm not. 1967, Aretha Franklin's Respect, recorded. It became the song of the year in 1967. R-E-S-P-E-C-T, find out what it means to me. Sock It To Me was a big phrase.
The Sock It To Me's are the best part of that song. Everybody quotes the spelling. Sock It To Me, so that's the best part of that song.
Sock It To Me?
Yeah, there you go. To say that so quickly in a row. Sock It To Me, Sock It To Me, Sock It To Me.
And it's catchy.
Yeah.
It's the best part.
Is that why it was on that Laugh-In show? Is that why Sock It To Me?
I don't know. I really don't know. I thought of that myself when I was hearing that. I don't know if that was part of it or just her song was part of that culture. I don't know. And finally, 1985, Whitney Houston's debut album is released. It became the album of the year in 1986. I could listen to her all day, I think. What a voice.
She's got the hits that just came cranking out. And, of course, that's a great Valentine's Day song.
It is. Way to save me on that.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
The greatest gift of love. Yeah. And, you know, unfortunately, she took her life, and that was so sad. But that national anthem version of hers, still, to me, it just makes me – it just – sends goosebumps. I mean, it's still the greatest version of it. And when she sang it, at the time that she sang it, was just incredible. We were in war, and wow, it was just. I wish we could hear that all the time.
Good timing, I guess.
Maybe we could do that on WGNS in the mornings before we start air. Just Whitney Houston. What a way to start.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Whitney Wednesdays. Once a week. Anyway, I'm going to tell you about our good neighbor of the day. Kathy Potter is today's good neighbor of the day. She's always brightening up a room with her smile and wit, so she's going to receive some flowers from Jenny Harrison, the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, and us here at News Radio WGNS.
And we'll have more right after this.
Good morning, guys. We'll see plenty of sunshine for today, especially during the afternoon. Highs top out near 36 degrees. Winds north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies and light winds. Lows drop to 20. Saturday, sunny. Highs warm into the lower 50s. Winds south-southwest, 5 to 10. Saturday night, cloudiness builds into the area. Lows fall back to 37. And then Sunday, mostly cloudy with highs heading back to the 50s. I'm Phil Jensko. Right now it's 23.
Good morning. Watching traffic volume increase near 24 westbound up through the Hickory Hollow area, continuing towards Nashville. Starting to move around a bit out here, sections of Middle Tennessee Boulevard. Also inbound lights, Cassius Pike starting to get busy as that traffic picks up quite a bit out of Smyrna right now. On Sam, really headed towards the interstate. Prince's Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken in Middle Tennessee. It's worth the drive to 5814 Nolensville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on
every day across Tennessee. Scam artists and con men are ripping off Tennesseans. It's time to put a stop to scams in Tennessee. Scams stop with education. Never give personal information to people you don't know. Scams stop by reporting criminal activity. Scams stop here. To learn scam fighting tips or to file a complaint, contact us at tn.gov/commerce/scams. Brought to you by the Tennessee Department of Commerce and Insurance in cooperation with the Tennessee Association of Broadcasters and this station.
It's Good Neighbor Events, brought to you by the law offices of John Day, the Rutherford Home Show, on air Saturdays at noon, and AmeriCare Pest Control.
It's time for Fun Bug Facts, presented by AmeriCare Services. Here's Tom Sweat.
Did you know the fastest flying insect is a dragonfly? Honeybees have to make about 10 million trips to collect enough nectar for production of 1 pound of honey. The longest jumping insect? Yeah, you guessed it, the flea.
Family owned and operated. AmeriCare Services, your pest, termite, and moisture specialist, online at AmeriCareServices.com.
This is Friday, February the 14th. It's Valentine's Day. Time for Good Neighbor Events from News Radio, WGNS. And in your Valentine's honor, why don't you give the gift of life? You can do that today, tomorrow, or Sunday. There's a blood drive from 7 a.m. until 3 p.m. each of those days at the Murfreesboro Red Cross. That's at 501 Memorial Boulevard. And speaking of Valentine's Day and love, check out Wedding Dresses Through the Decades. It's going on now through March the 1st at Oakland's Mansion. That's at 900 North Manny Avenue. You could also take your sweetheart to a play. At the Murfreesboro Center for the Arts in Uptown Murfreesboro, it's Elton John and Tim Rice's Aida. Over at the Springhouse Theater in Smyrna, The Trouble with Love. And in neighboring Woodbury at the Arts Center of Cannon County, it's Fiddler on the Roof. Don't throw away old glory. Let the Girl Scouts retire your American flag with respect. Bring it by WGNS. We're at 306 South Church Street. We also recycle Bibles.
I know I made the wrong choice. I was trying to impress my friends. Oh, I was just as grown up and cool as they were. So I got a CD that will take a long time to mature. Too long. I should have gotten a First Bank CD with my choice of maturity date starting at just 7 months. Make the choice you can live with. Get a CD with great rates and flexible maturity dates from First Bank. Open online at firstbankonline.com/opencd. Member FDIC.
And remember, the last Saturday of every month, all donated items are 30% off the sticker price.
30%?
That's right, 30% off the sticker price, all donated items on the last Saturday of every month.
That's only at the Habitat Restore here in Murfreesboro.
850 Mercury Boulevard.
But don't wait. What you really want may be gone.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
The Murfreesboro Habitat Restore is located at 850 Mercury Boulevard.
Come on over and save.
WGNS.
Our family at Demas's Restaurant are proud to support local emergency responders who put their lives on the line for our community each and every day. This is Peter Demas, and here is this week's Demas's Emergency Responder of the Week.
A woman's son dropped her off at the judicial building for jury duty. She did not realize that for security purposes, you can't take your purse in. Murfreesboro Police Sergeant Tim Higgins offered to keep the purse and gave her her phone number to call when she was ready to leave. Sergeant Higgins made a difference for that woman. And when she phoned him to get the purse, the police officer learned that she was about to walk home. He then drove her to her house. Thank you to Murfreesboro Police Sergeant Tim Higgins.
When you see a firefighter, police officer, paramedic, or telecommunicator going the extra mile, let WGNS know, and we at Demas's Restaurant will salute them as the Emergency Responder of the Week.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dickens, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Oh, nice guy.
It's 6:39 here on the Wake Up Crew on this Friday morning. Don't forget, it's Valentine's Day.
Hey. It's true.
Still hope at Walgreens for Brian.
I wonder if we'll get a Valentine's Day themed joke today.
Probably not.
Probably not.
Maybe. You never know. City and county schools are also out on Monday, so congratulations to all the kids out there. And speaking of congratulations, you've had a pretty good week, except yesterday was a little bit of a slip. So let's see if you can recover on this Friday on our dad joke.
Yeah. Not to disappoint, but it's not Valentine's Day. I don't celebrate holidays like that. Frivolous, money-grabbing holidays.
Oh, wow.
Woo. We'll be back with more of 60 Minutes after this.
But I do want to ask you if you ever heard the story of the magic sandwich.
I did not.
Never mind. It's just a bunch of baloney.
Okay.
I'll give him a 7.
Yeah, I think I'll second that.
A little quick, but it was good. It was good. More quality than yesterday.
Just like Valentine's Day, a bunch of baloney.
Means for the week, he got a 7.4.
That's really good.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Oh, you thought it should be more?
Huh? Well, he was high, except for yesterday. It was, you know, really tanked his score.
He wasn't high yesterday.
Well, without yesterday, it would have been a real high score.
We'll be back.
CBS News Update. Confirmed, winter is back in the West, the Midwest, and the Northeast.
Forecaster Patrick Burke at the National Weather Center.
This has been kind of a change. January was pretty mild across most of the country, but the last week or so, we've seen some Arctic outbreaks into the upper Midwest and the Great Lakes. And early this morning, temperatures were below zero, even pretty near Chicago and up through Minneapolis and Bismarck. We have wind chill advisories and wind chill warnings in effect for that region of the country.
Bitter cold is settling in over New England as well. Burke says they're worried about flooding in the South after relentless rain in nine states this week.
Certainly when we see that much rain over that large of an area, it takes a long time to work its way through the rivers and out to the coasts. So places that do flood near the rivers are going to remain flooded for quite a while.
CBS News Update. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
From the WGNSRadio.com News Center, a local news update with Ron Jordan.
Several Rutherford County roads are either water covered or closed. Head on over to our website, WGNSRadio.com, for an up-to-date rundown on the situation. And if you come across a water-covered road, don't attempt to cross it. It's likely deeper than you think. Just remember to turn around, don't drown. MTSU's Alumni Memorial Gym was a buzz of activity Saturday, February 8th, as high school and middle school students brought their creative A-games to the second TN First First Tech Challenge. Teams came in matching T-shirts and outfits. One team even brought its saluting red-eyed mascot, a knight in shining armor. Nearly 30 teams from across Tennessee competed in the robotics event, where 7th through 12th graders design, build, program, and operate robots in head-to-head competition. The event was hosted by the MTSU Department of Engineering Technology. By the end, the Tennessee Robotics Club in Murfreesboro earned the Inspire Award and will advance to the World Championships in Houston in late April. Valentine's Day has been earmarked as No Child Eats Alone Day in the Murfreesboro City School System. To make the day a great experience, our Murfreesboro firefighters, members of the Murfreesboro Police Department, and board members and volunteers are joining students for lunch. Across the nation, No One Eats Alone Day teaches everyone how to make friends at lunch, often the most difficult part of the school day. Created and organized by students, this is one of the most popular programs where schools in all 50 states participate. Socialize with us on social media. Log on to Facebook.com/WGNSRadio and click the like button. Follow us on Twitter at WGNSRadio. And if you're old school, there's our website, WGNSRadio.com. I'm Ron Jordan, News Radio WGNS.
On air, online at WGNSRadio.com, on the go with our mobile apps. News Radio WGNS, Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Nova Copy is becoming Novatech. Nova Copy, Middle Tennessee's local office technology and document solutions expert, has changed its name to Novatech. The new name was chosen to reflect the additional managed IT and print services now available to area businesses. Novatech's IT and print services provide businesses with a free cost analysis so you may easily choose the exact solutions to meet your needs within your budget. Visit Novatech.net. That's Novatech.net.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe.
If you have glaucoma, you know of someone that has glaucoma, the Zengel stent, this is definitely something you should look into.
McCabe Vision Center.
It's much less invasive. It causes much less inflammation. The recovery's a lot faster, and it's more successful.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
Zengel stent. Amazing. I've just been overwhelmed with how well it's working.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Hearing and understanding is vital. People you know depend on Dr. Sean Lancaster.
This is Jack Weatherford. I've had a hearing problem for some time, and I go to Dr. Sean Lancaster.
Dr. Sean Lancaster.
He communicates with you very well. He listens to what you say and what you say your problem is.
Hearing aid and audiology services with Dr. Sean Lancaster.
This is Jack Weatherford. Couldn't live without him.
Dr. Sean Lancaster.
Power up for spring with the best outdoor power equipment and get free delivery on any zero-turn mower. Kelton's Hardware and Pet has been Murfreesboro's supplier of professional mowers, chainsaws, trimmers, blowers, and edgers for over 30 years. And we service what we sell. Did we mention our free delivery on zero-turn mowers? Ask about special financing on all zero-turn mowers. Kelton's Hardware and Pet, across from Kohl's on Old Fort Parkway. KeltonsInc.com.
You don't have hot dogs or apple pie or no Chevrolet to drive, but we have some hickory smoked wings you're just dying to try. You'll try them, you'll like them, you'll give some to a friend. So on a dare, just stop on by and bring in a friend. Slick Pig Barbecue, 1920 East Main.
It's Man on the Street Newsmakers, presented by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
Here's another reason to bank with First National Bank of Murfreesboro. If you have an elite checking account with First National Bank of Murfreesboro, you get a bonus of having cell phone protection. That's not all. 24/7 roadside assistance. The benefits from elite checking add up. I'm Shelly Rigsby, inviting you to step up your service and switch to the bank Murfreesboro calls first. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard, member FDIC.
Why don't men go to the doctor when they're feeling bad?
So a lot of times men will present later in life after an acute event, you know, after they have be it heart attacks, it could be anything, diabetes, but we come back in. So we don't really get that preventive handoff, and we're very different. Women are very proactive about preventive health. Men aren't.
The Billups Center is a health clinic for men.
What I do around sexual health is erectile dysfunction and testosterone, because these are symptoms that are linked to common medical problems like high blood pressure and diabetes and heart disease, and they occur very early. So that link is really what intrigued me and got me into the career that I'm in now.
We're talking with Dr. Kevin Billups.
I started seeing a lot of men who were in their 40s, 50s, early 60s after they had a heart attack coming into me for erectile dysfunction. And I just started asking these guys, when did you actually develop the symptom? On average, they were having ED 3 to 6 years before they had their heart problems.
Early detection saves lives.
If you look now, erectile dysfunction is years ahead of a lot of medical problems.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
This could be the warning sign. So you can look at these symptoms as two different things. They can be a window of opportunity, or you could be a ticking time bomb.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
12 minutes before the hour. Boy, the first hour goes fast, doesn't it?
Always.
Seems to. Yeah, it really does. And everybody's got coffee in, ready to go. We're heading out here for the weekend, and
we're all
a lot of things looking forward to. And it's Valentine's Day on top of that. So, got basketball tonight. So, can't ask for a better night.
Spoiler.
Better day. Yeah. So
you just spoiled the holiday.
I did?
For what? The holiday. Oh. You spoiled it. But would you like to say what today's holiday is?
We've said Valentine's Day all morning. I don't know why it spoiled
it. I don't know.
Maybe you should have picked a better day.
During this segment. What do you mean?
Well, we had World Radio Day, though. What could be more important than that? Of course, Valentine's Day.
No,
I even asked him off air right before we started. There's a couple others. Should we just do Valentine's Day? And he goes, well, son, it is the most obvious one. As if I was stupid for even suggesting it. And now here we are.
He turns on you live, doesn't
he? Yeah.
Yes, I do.
He did that on purpose.
I sure did.
It's a thing called trust, son. And you obviously will never get it from your dad.
It's like that video. You see it floating around on Facebook every now and then. It's the dad and his son standing on the ladder. He goes, do you trust me, son? Just fall backwards. And then as the son says, okay, and he falls, the dad just walks away. Says, never trust anybody. That's your first lesson. That's what I feel like.
That's how I showed him love.
So today is Valentine's Day?
Yeah, today's Valentine's Day.
He went off on some rant.
Have you ever seen that video?
Yes, yeah. I have. Yeah.
That's how I feel like every day.
The reason we don't go to a psychologist is it takes so many hours, costs too much. So we just use the show for that.
You know what I think will be a good thing right now?
What is that?
It's time to focus on the family. Coming up at 6:50. You're listening to the Wake Up Crew on this Friday.
Here's a quote. I quit. I don't want to be a mother anymore. Have you ever said that, Mom?
Sarah Perry did. She blurted out, "I quit," one day in a moment of high stress and low energy, something every mother can understand. Sarah's husband was traveling, and she was caring for three children who had the stomach flu. She hadn't slept in days. Her breaking point came as she was bathing her youngest child. Even though she hadn't been able to shower herself, she brushed against the shower curtain, and it collapsed on top of them. Her frustration got the better of her, and she cried out, "I don't want to be a mother anymore." What rescued Sarah was her little boy, who was too young to appreciate the stress his mother was under. And when she said, "I quit," he looked at her and said, "Too bad, Mommy. You gotta do this." Some days, being a mom feels like jumping out of an airplane and hoping your parachute will open. In a workplace, you might earn respect along with income. At home, you're surrounded by little people who think you're a babysitter or a maid. And they don't always say thank you for the grilled cheese you made for them. What helped Sarah was learning to see her true value as mom. Good parenting can't always be measured by daily accomplishments. Beneath all the laundry, dirty dishes, and the toys you clean up again and again, not to mention the Legos you step on, what matters a whole lot more is that you're shaping your child's life through your love and influence. Mom, you gotta do this. And the good news is, you can. From Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/search. That's ZipRecruiter.com/search.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:53 here on the Wake Up Crew on this Friday. Boy, always good to be a Friday. But I'd love to have a birthday on a Friday. Get cake and everything.
Not when your birthday's on the 13th. No, then you don't want it to be on a Friday.
True. You're right. You're
or
right
Valentine's Day like today.
Yeah, then you're overlooked. You're overshadowed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's time to take a look at celebrity birthdays.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
In 1818, Frederick Douglass, an African-American abolitionist, was born on this date. Big, a huge name in American history. And born 1818, but we're going now to 1921.
Good evening, I'm Hugh Downs.
And I'm Barbara Walters, and this is 2020.
From ABC. And that is Hugh Downs, born 1921, TV journalist. He was also the host of Concentration. A lot of people don't know that.
I did not.
And that was on for years and years and years. And I don't think they've revived Concentration like they have the others. It was a little bit similar to Jeopardy, a little bit. 1944, Carl Bernstein, journalist who covered the Watergate problem for the Washington Post. In 1970, Simon Pegg, comedian and actor, Shaun of the Dead. Do you remember that? Have you seen it?
Yeah.
That's a great movie.
Yes, one of my favorites. He's been in all the Mission Impossible, recent Mission Impossible movies. He's a great actor.
Yeah, English actor.
Yes.
Yes.
Very, he covers his accent well, but he's very funny.
He's very good. Very good.
Great comedian. I want to remind you, now's your chance to call or text those local birthdays to us. 615-893-1450 was that number. We're going to give away a sweet treat from Simply Pure Sweets at 128 North Church Street.
All right, that's going to do it. 6:55 coming up. We've got another look at our weather.
Good morning, guys. We'll see plenty of sunshine for today, especially during the afternoon. Highs top out near 36 degrees. Winds north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies and light winds. Lows drop to 20. Saturday, sunny. Highs warm into the lower 50s. Winds south-southwest, 5 to 10. Saturday night, cloudiness builds into the area. Lows fall back to 37. And then Sunday, mostly cloudy with highs heading back to the 50s. I'm Phil Jensko.
Right now it's 23.
It's Commander Chuck, and it's my goal to get you to and from work each weekday around the congestion and all the accidents. Listen for my traffic reports every weekday morning and afternoon here on News Radio WGNS and see real-time traffic information at ontimetraffic.net.
Look, if you're watching traffic really pick up the last few minutes here, inbound 41 Murfreesboro Road. Traffic's on the increase as well out here now. Right on schedule, 24 west up through the Hickory Hollow area, headed towards Nashville. Still in good shape as far as really bad accidents on the interstate. Prince's Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken in Middle Tennessee. Yes, it is worth that short drive to 5814 Nolensville Pike over in Nashville. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time
technology for your home's heating and air system, the Daikin and Fit from Precision Air. It's quiet, takes up less space, and uses less power. Chances are, even if you had a unit installed in the last few years, you can still save money by switching to the Daikin Fit. Precision Air. Online at precisionairtn.com.
Haynes Chevrolet Hardware has the low prices you depend on for the items you use every day. This is Rich Schmidt with more savings from Haynes Chevrolet Hardware. Right now, 4-pack of GE LED light bulbs are just $10.99 each. Choose from 6-watt or 10.5-watt soft white or daylight bulbs. These dimmable bulbs are all rated for 15,000 hours of life. Right now, 4-pack of GE LED light bulbs are just $10.99 each. Head over to Haynes Chevrolet Hardware and stock up on this and other bargains of the month. Haynes Chevrolet Hardware, 1807 Memorial Boulevard.
For 80 years, Roscoe Brown has been the trusted name in heating, cooling, and plumbing for Middle Tennessee homeowners and businesses. Throughout the years, our number one goal has been to accurately assess your HVAC and plumbing systems. With 4 locations in Middle Tennessee, we provide 24/7 assistance by calling 1-888-MY-ROSCOE. Turn to the experts at Carrier and Roscoe Brown. People you know, a name you trust. RoscoeBrown.com. The Doug Young Educator of the Month salute from News Radio, WGNS Spotlight, Siegel High Librarian and Media Specialist Debbie Butler. She says teaching is a family business.
My mother was a teacher. My sister was a teacher. My sister taught for the city here for 42 years. And my dad taught for a while.
Miss Butler not only promotes reading, she's an avid reader herself.
Love to read. If I don't get to read at the end of the day, I always read my very last thing before I go to bed. I don't feel like my evening has been complete. And I try to read what the kids are reading. At least I do during the school year.
Debbie Butler says whether it's a novel or magazine, reading is important.
If they're reading Sports Illustrated, they're reading. I mean, it's been shown statistically that they do better in school and they do better on tests. And they can write better, the kids that read.
Siegel High Librarian and Media Specialist Debbie Butler, the Doug Young Educator of the Month. Sponsored by City Tile and Floor Covering on Spring Street, L&K Trophies, and Toots Good Food and Fun.
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
We're approaching the 7 o'clock hour, about 2 minutes till, here on the Wake Up Crew on this Valentine's Day. I'm sure Walgreens will be open for a long time, guys, so don't panic, not yet. And want to remind you to call or text in your birthdays if you have one on Valentine's Day, 615-893-1450, and you can get a treat from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe.
Kathy Potter is today's Good Neighbor of the Day. She's always brightening up a room with her smile and wit, so she's going to receive flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and us here at News Radio WGNS.
Also, we've got the CBS World News Roundup coming up, brought to you by the Low T Center, 2855 Medical Center Parkway, and by
Prince's Shoes and Boots.
Where if you need a last-minute Valentine's gift, here you go, guys. 20% off all women's and men's silver jewelry, Montana Silversmith. Good deal there. And remember, a new pair of boots and shoes from French's, with their everyday low prices, make a great gift. Love is in the air at French's. They're on South Church Street, just past Middle Tennessee Boulevard, headed toward the interstate.
All right, Brian, that's going to do it for the 6 o'clock hour. Coming up, we've got hour number 2 right after CBS News at top of the hour. Here on News Radio WGNS, happy Valentine's Day out there. Be careful. Be safe.
News Radio WGNS Murfreesboro, the voice of Rutherford County and the flagship station for Blue Raiders sports. The Courthouse Clock shows it's 7 o'clock.
Attorney General fires back.
Tweets make it impossible for